Today is Friday, the 12th of December, in the second week of Advent. The Gaudete Ensemble, conducted by Eamon Dugan, sing O Sapientia by Margaret Ritzer. O Wisdom, Lord God Emmanuel, as I begin my time of prayer today, I acknowledge your wisdom present here with me now. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
In this passage, we experience Jesus' lament at the world before him. The closed hearts that remain unmoved, not by John's austerity, not by Jesus' joy. Imagine the scene. The town marketplace, the center of any village or town. Vendors calling out, children playing, noise everywhere. Jesus stands at the edge, watching the people who have become so accustomed to noise and distraction that they no longer hear the voice of God. Hardly a response to the call of Advent. But maybe so. Is our modern day so different? Where are your feelings at this time? What spiritual songs are playing around you? An invitation to dance, to grieve, or to awake? Let Jesus turn toward you. Hear him ask gently, "How can I reach your heart today?" Share with him honestly. Tell him where your resistance is, where your longing lies, and where you desire to be more open. As you listen to the passage again, allow yourself to move away from the crowd and toward the Lord's invitation.
But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children, sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, "He has a demon." The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. The passage ends with hope. God's wisdom reveals itself in action, not appearances. In this time of Advent, Turn towards the Lord and open your heart and hopes to Him. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come
Lord Jesus.